A friend of mine is a friend who has a brother who's in the Lower East Side. He used to, he's given up many years, obviously. And he once was visiting his brother, so he went Erev Shabbos. He went to the mikveh Erev Shabbos, and in the waiting room of the mikveh, Reb Moshe was sitting there outside in the mikveh, sitting in a nice, comfortable chair. So the friend said, Reb Moshe, the brother of the desk, so went over and said, yes, he asked Reb Shabbos. Got up from the chair, went over and sat down in the plane, in the regular plane chair. Shai, I can't be sitting in a plush chair. As Simcha Bibel Kov says, he used to go to Reb Moshe's house. You know, he lived in the same building as Reb Moshe and Lois. He used to go to his house Friday night sometimes. He says he's made it, that he was standing there something for 30, 40 minutes, what Reb Moshe learning, uninterrupted, and his back never touched the back of the chair. It's like he's over the door for you. He said for 40 minutes. Reb Moshe's back never once touched the back of the chair. Okay, so we'll have to try that. This person, I don't know if he went every week, but
there was a comfortable chair there. That's all.
I think it was Erev Shabbos. Maybe it was Erev Yom Kippur. Maybe he was checking out the mikvah. Okay, so we're learning Hishmak Suda, and part of the discussion is Reb Moshe's famous shita in the tshuva. Reb Moshe was telling me a little bit about it, and about Reb Moshe says a tremendous chiddush in the tshuva that if a person makes kiddush and he does not eat a suda or anything that qualifies for a suda, he just has whatever it is, he's allowed to eat. Nonetheless, he's allowed to eat. He's allowed to eat, he's allowed to drink. He could have peros, he could take a drink, he could drink the wine of kiddush, even if he doesn't drink a shir. Nothing that has a shame suda. So he's not yotzei kiddush making suda, but it's still mutter to eat. He still has a chiyuv to make kiddush, but he's mutter to eat. So Reb Moshe says in his tshuva. So there's a lot of people, you know, Gedolim Poskim, Rabbanim, who have very serious questions on this tshuva, and Shadu Shadu Tavish seem to be first Rishonim that say, not like this. I went to one in Chicago one year, we used to have a Yachikala every year, and so one particularly, the Rav Hill David came to, it was the Maggid Shir for the entire week, was Sunday through Thursday, or maybe it was Monday, it depends on when Tisha B'Av fell out that year, but at least 4 days of Shir, and the topic was Kiddush Makom Suda. And he said Shiur entire week on Kiddush Makom Suda, and he didn't once mention this sheet of Reb Moshe, he didn't mention it. So I asked him afterwards, I said, how could you give Shiur for an entire week in Kiddush Makom Suda and not even mention, you know, this? So he said, how Reb Moshe? Basically he said, it's like, you know, as far as I'm concerned, it's off. It's not, you know, it's off the charts, whatever. We don't know how to approach it even. So he's like, that's what he said. So a lot of people I know, a lot of chashuv people are not semich on this, because it seems to be a gevaldik chiddush. But so if you look, in the Sefer Kevitz Halachas, Shmuel Kamenevsky's Psakim, and there's a lot of discussion always on the bottom, by Rabbi Klein, to put out this forum. So he also is Marba Lahashiv Alav, and Shmuel apparently had Shtaka Kashas, Reb Moshe, and felt that it was a Tzarchi and Gadol, Reb Moshe Shita. But he does bring there, and you saw this, maybe I saw this. So he brings there this one shita that seems, one or two shitas that seem to be supportive, even shitas Rishonim. One of the big kashas, at least on the Chorim level, is the whole sugya about Friday night Kiddush and Shul, where the Chorim say you make Kiddush Friday night and Shul, and there's a problem because the way it's done now, when people aren't eating, originally it was Amanas that Archim could eat there, so the Makadish doesn't have to have Makom Suda, he can be Makadish and someone else would drink the wine, whatever it would be, but for them it's Makom Suda. But once it became that they were in a place where there's nobody eating, it's just a shayla of a minute to make Kiddush. So then, if nobody's having a suda, how does the Makadish drink the wine? Or am I not to drink the wine? You can't make a bread pretty often and not drink the wine under normal circumstances. So the Chachamim are discussing this, and they say that you have a katan. That's the eights, everybody knows the eights in the shuls. The kids come up and they drink some grape juice. But the fact that all the Chachamim are bothered with this kasha, the three of it's not a kasha. What's the problem? The Makadish drink whatever he wants, drink a sip of wine or a more lugmov. And it's not called Makom Suda, but he made Kiddush. He made Kiddush. He could drink the wine. I made Kiddush at home. I made Kiddush at home again. Kiddush Makom Suda. But meanwhile, he made Kiddush. Not to the Shtiyah. So, put over there, it's brought the Derech HaChaim brings, he brings the Sa'am Mikutzi, the Rash Mikutzi, the Taka says, this concept of Ramosha, that if a person makes Kiddush, and it's Shalom B'makam Suda, that it's Matir Achila Ba'osu Makam. It's Matir, that allows him to eat in that location. That's what it says there. It's Matir location. And the Derech HaChaim brings it and says, B'shas Al-Chak, one could be Samech on this, even though many Rishonim say not like this, but it's a Shitas Rishonim like this. And he then he brings further, there's a tshuva, Rav Henkin wrote a tshuva on this. Apparently Rav Henkin in his Piskei Halachas writes that B'shas Al-Chak, if there's nobody, no children to drink the wine, so the Mekadosh could drink a little bit. So he was questioned, the Telz Rosh Hashiva, Rav Elimeir Bloch questioned him, said, how do you write such a thing? How can you drink a little bit of wine? What's the justification? So he said, again, this shita, and the Yalaba also brings down the Sa'am Mikutzi, and it seems, and Gufri, and he brings also to Rabbeinu Yonah as well, says this Nakuda, and the Gufri, he seems to be totally on the shile of whether or not to make Kiddush and Shul Friday night, seems to be somewhat dependent on this, that there is Shonim that allow, and that felt that one should make Kiddush Friday night, at least some of those Rishonim said it on the basis of this, that it's irrelevant whether anybody's going to be actually eating there. It's not necessary, even if nobody's eating there, it's still proper to make Kiddush, it's proper to maintain the minute, and no problem. You can drink a little bit of the wine, and we'll just go home and make Yotz Kiddush Makam Suda. But in the meantime, he's allowed to drink in this place. So that's what Rav Henkin brings as well. He says
a little bit means what? A shear or not a shear?
No, well, if he drinks a shear, then he could be alleviate out there a problem.
The Mishnah Berurah says to drink a shear, then you're fine, right?
Then it could be Makam Suda. Right, the Mishnah Berurah got less than that, right? Drink just the minimum you need for Kiddush, which Malon Lugmav, which like everybody, those who say that, you know, to be Yotz Kiddush Makam Suda based on wine, you need to drink at least a Revius, and preferably a Malon Lugmav, and then a Revius, right? Preferably a Revius besides the wine that you Yotz Kiddush with. So he's saying, not that. So you don't have to do that. You can drink just a little bit. It's not really very possible that Mekadosh is not interested, especially if you're using wine. He's not interested in drinking, you know, a vase and a half of wine, and then going home and making Kiddush again, whatever it is. So he doesn't have to. He can just drink a little bit of wine, and it's good enough. And Rav Henkin says this, so the Rishonim that say this, even though Rav Rishonim don't say this, and Rav Chaim, but Lamai said there is a Amir Ismach, it's Mamai, the Chomer Hadavar a lot, that at least, it's not a Kiddush that Lamai should pass him this way, you know, and against the Rush, another Rishonim, and but at least it has, we find Makaris and Rishonim, and Achronim that say you can be Samech on this. So
why is it only Ba'osa Makam?
Exactly. So that, I'm not sure I can answer why exactly, but that Nakuda is a very important related Nakuda. There's if you saw it in the Mesaras Moshe, in the third Chelek, he brings the unusual an exchange between Moshe and himself, or a Talmud, where he said, he asked Ramosha, according to your Shita, that you write in the Tshuva, if a person makes Kiddush in one place and he has just a little bit, not a Shia Suda, and he wants to go somewhere else and he goes to another Kiddush, could he eat at that other Kiddush without making Kiddush again? He's still not Makam Suda, he's still not because he doesn't want a Kiddush again, he just wants to eat a little bit at that place and then he'll go home. Is he allowed to do that, or does it only help for that location? That's what Ritama asked Ramosha. And Ramosha first responded, it only helps that location. It only helps for there. And so the Talmud says that if you come out, a person can end up making Kiddush 10 times. You know, he's invited to two or three bar mitzvahs, and whatever it is. So Ramosha said, Echanami, could come out there. He said, to do it Friday night, it's not Kedai, because you're mabed bebrachas, and it's not Kedai. But in the morning, it's just making bar priya gofen. So you can go to place to place and make the bar priya gofen each place. It's no problem. That's what Ramosha said. Then Rabbi Talmud said to him, turn the page there, I think it's Os Kuf Mem, it's in Chel Gimel. Maybe you could say it different. Maybe it's not totally in that makam. Maybe it's just a din that you have. There's two dinim of Kiddush. There's Kiddush that's Matar Achila. There's this Achila before Kiddush. There's Kiddush that's Matar Achila. And then, but that's not, you're not, you don't see the full thing. I'm just digress for a second. Rav Henkin in the Tshuva says when the lashon, there's a lashon in the Gemara Pesachim that Makadosh v'Lasad lo yotza yidei chavaso. He says we find in a number of places that lo yotza yidei chavaso doesn't necessarily mean you aren't yotza anything. Like when he brings it from the Haggadah, Kosh lemer shlosh devar meir pesach lo yotza yidei chavaso. Where you should have said, it doesn't mean you're not yotza. You ate matzah, you ate mara. You're not yotza matzah mara if you don't say pesach. You don't explain them. You're yotza. It means lo yotza yidei chavaso legamba. You aren't yotza the shleimus. You aren't yotza this inyan of saying of explaining it, but not the yotza the mitzvah. And he says we find this in a few other places that lo yotzi lo chavaso doesn't mean it's zero. So here too he says when the Gemara says kiddush lo sad lo yotzi chavaso, it means you weren't yotzi the entire chiyuv, but you were yotzi. So okay, so now so Rebbeinu says so maybe it's two dinim. He doesn't bring this, but maybe it's two dinim of kiddush. There's kiddush that's matir achila, but then there's another requirement that kiddush has to be makom suda, and you still have to do that. So Ramesha said in the chanami that's more mistaber. It's more of a saber, and it shouldn't make a difference whether it's this place or that place. So it just seems a pellet to me there. Okay, I don't have to say anymore. the conversation. What?
Isn't that what
Moshe
said originally? What?
So I always thought it was, when I saw this, I was misspelled. I mean, I didn't know what's he asking. I didn't even say what's he asking. Where's he coming from? And then he tells Moshe, like, maybe you mean differently. I always thought Pashto. And Moshe was masking, but that's the Pashto. Okay, but I'll go upon him, though. The Sami Kutsi, at least the way it's quoted, says that Russian. He says, it's Matur Lecho Ba'usamakum. That's Mamish the Russian. He says, I didn't see something because inside I just saw it quoted by, I looked at Hankin Shuva and I saw, the Kavitz Lachas, but he says, Kidesh Avshalom B'makam, Suda Matan Lecho V'lishtos Ba'osamakam. That's the way the Lashon is brought there, Ba'osamakam. So what that Nikru, what that Vod is exactly, I don't know, but it seems that there is such a Mahal, such a possibility that it's just Matir Chila there, and somebody told me, this is undocumented, and I don't know if Rabbi Kagan is here, if he's able to find out, but somebody told me that Reuven Feinstein said when he goes to a kiddush and he doesn't want to have cake or whatever, he'll make kiddush and have whatever it is, goes to another kiddush, he'll make kiddush again. Every place he goes, he taka makes kiddush until he goes home and makes kiddush makos seder. Kach shamati, if anybody has connections, to check it out if it's true. But as I was told, what Reuven Feinstein does, like Rabbi Tamler is, like his first tzad in Rav Moshe, which would stimulate this. Okay. Al Kabbalah, that's all I know about this. I do know, as I said, that I was once with Adam Chashev Ma'od at somebody's house in Chicago at a kiddush, and I noticed that he made kiddush or was yotzei kiddush, and he was not having any cake or anything, but just whatever it was, papers. So I said, oh, Rabbi Stas, you son in Rav Moshe. He said he didn't want to eat the cake because he wasn't sure it was Yashin. So he said, was he Misamech Ramosha? So he says, no, I had a revius of grape juice. So, like, he didn't know, no, I'm not Misamech, not Misamech. So, the truth was that's a chiddush that we typically now rely on. So, Misamech Tamidei Ramosha, like, rely on it like everything else, and perhaps those who aren't 100% Tamidei maybe will, we're in the sugi like you are, and come to their own conclusions about whether or not to be samech on this on the shita. Okay, so we should tap on.
There was one minor that someone said over that they remember years ago, Rabbi Neumann saying to them, like a naftamina of Rav Moshe is. I'll tell the story and you correct the story, but supposedly it was if a wife's on a diet and she, the husband is in shul, she wants to make kiddush, and. So could she just make kiddush and then have a coffee? She doesn't want to eat any mazonos. So does that make sense? That story.
I mean, so what he said, he said that she could.
He gave that as an example of what you could rely on Moshe for.
And she doesn't want to drink a lot of grape juice either. No, they're sitting on right. Other sweets. Okay, so what's fair? What's
well, that
yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't call him from when we go
to the
bar. That you don't
have to.
Oh yeah, okay.
It's different.
Yeah, Ramesh has a sheet that
I'm waiting you.
I see. Okay. Yes, we did discuss that a married woman is telling me that a married woman, the Rashi said, a married woman does not is not chayiv in kiddush until her husband comes home from shul because it's not called makom suda. It's not called zman suda. You're not chayiv in kiddush just like a man's not chayiv in kiddush before shachris because it's not zman suda. So for a woman, it's not zman suda until her husband's home because she's mechuyev to eat this Shabbos food with her husband. So it's not zman suda if she wants to eat other foods, but it's not called zman suda. Rashi does say that.
That's
so,
the Gula. If she makes kiddush, she has to hear it again when she gets home.
Would she have to hear it again?
Zman Kiddush started earlier.
No,
Zman
Kiddush is
right
to later, so you make Kiddush before
Shachris. Yeah, so I know, is that for sure? If a man makes Kiddush before Shachris, it's not Zman, meaning it's not the Zman that he's Mechuyev, maybe it could be, let's see, already that way. I don't know.
It wouldn't apply to other kids in the house, right?
No, I think so. It just applies to that. Not everybody's, some of them actually. So,
he's making kiddush before davening, he's allowed to eat, and it does become his man kiddush.
I mean, if he's doing it beheter, you know, like a chola. Yeah, a chola has to make kiddush. Mishnah Berurah says that, right? A chola has to make kiddush. Shabbos, some people hear kiddush who doesn't have any real justification.
And what's the
psak in
the
Pasla Derev
Moshe?
Again, I don't know who he is. I should be asking you that question. You
don't
know
what I'm saying. If someone were to ask
they would say that since it's an extremely mechudish to kashita, it's kedai to try to not have to rely on it. And if one needs to, avada, kedai to rely on it when you need to, that's absolutely the case. But otherwise, if there's no particular tzarech, it's more kedai to try to
do it. I think when we first said in yeshiva in Queens that a pregnant lady could be selling on that. Could be he was.
Again, her husband's not home yet, right. And she's not relying on the other woman. And not relying on the other woman, so that she anyway doesn't have the. Okay. So let's just tell you the Kuda. When we're talking about Makom Suda, so there's a Shaila Poskim, what that means, how much of a Suda you have to have. So it's brought that the Mishnah brings down from the Magen Avraham that Mini Tagima, the Chamesh's Mini Dogen is good enough. And the shaila is though that does that mean mini tagima? Does that mean dafka pass above a kistin? Does it have to have a shame pass? Does it have a shame suda? Or anything? Is it any type of mizonos? Even if it's a what we call a maisa kadeira, a bowl of noodles or oatmeal, something like that, which is not pass, and you'd never say a motzi or a berachas hamazon on. Is that nichla the din of chamesh mini dagim and the gabi this din of suda? So Moshe has a tshuva that, a different tshuva, in a Chaim Bey Simin Chavav, where he says, Pshat HaMagen Avraham is that it's lav davka, cake or cookies, or lav davka passed above a kissing, it would include even Maisa Kedera. So, at the time, I think it was much like that for the Magen Avraham himself, because the Magen Avraham here, where, when he says this din, that it has to be Chamesh Mei Dagan, he says, but it has to be something on which you make a mezonos. It has to be chamesh meidavim, which the bracha is mezonos. Lafuke, in certain cases, in Simi Rishchas and elsewhere, where you could have something that has chamesh meidavim, but the bracha is not mezonos. I mean, different types of, if you do different things to the grain, like a chita kluya, or poached grain and things like that, which you don't make it into flour and bake it, but you just take the whole grain and you poach it or different things like that. So the bracha might be bar priyadama. Sometimes it's bar priyadama and bar priyadama, so questionable what the bracha chon is, but it's al kapadim. It's not bar mina mezonos as bracha rishona. So that the Magen Avraham says that doesn't count. It has to be something that the bracha is bar mina mezonos, and he's mitzayin the hilchas shalosh shuvos. It's in Reish Sadi Aleph. It's Reish Sadi Aleph where over there there's a shayla, a discussion in the machaber. What do you need to be yotzei? To be yotzei shalosh shuvos with. So the first day it says that you should have pas, and that's the preferred maharich. But the next day it says in Shomim that even if it's just something with chamesh mei dagon, you could be yotzei suda shlishis, you go shalosh shuvos with that. And then there are other shitas that say you don't even need bread, you need even paris. But in that shita that says that it has to be either bread or chamesh mei dagon, over there it says it's a din chamesh mei dagon, meaning something that that has a din mezonos. It has to be mezonos. It has to be something that's soyed. The other types of things, if you take the grain and you just you prepare it in the other way, that the bracha is by pirat dama, it's considered that it's not soyed. It doesn't have the same effect on nutritional or effect on the growth to satiate the person. And therefore, it says, so it's no good over there. You're not yotzi according to that day. Maybe according to the other days, they could use Paris. You could use that also. But according to this day, that you're not yotzi with Paris, you're not yotzi with Dagan either, unless it's in a way that the bracha is mezonos. And that's the Nugget of Rams Raya. That's his, you know, ishtalsu to that. So the Chayim is saying the same thing here, but the, over there, that's all. It does not have to be a davka possible because then it has to be specifically something that's mezonos even for that day. So the Nugget of Rams saying the same thing over here. If he's using that as his makar, so that's the same over here, then it would be sufficient to have even things that are not possible to kiss and be able to, be able to see kish makom suda with that. The Achronim afterwards bring this as well, like this Ramesh Shmir Shabbos and others bring this halacha lemaisa that you could be also, you could be samech on that. The best thing is always to have passer. You know, there are those they say b'shem d'gran, and you know that way that even if you do eat at a kiddush. And you, even if you have cake, but if you don't have pas mamish, so it's kedai when you sit down to the suda to say kiddush again and to be able to say kiddush and welcome a full fledged suda. It's kedai at least to be, even if you're samich on the other sheet as legabi eating before kiddush, but you still but it's a mila. There's definitely a mila to being yotzei kiddush at a real suda. Now you can't do this at night. At night it's really nogea. Time it's most of the day is Simchas Torah. That's when it comes up that in shuls they want to make kiddush and not serving a meal, but just serving cake and stuff. That's where it comes up. So then you don't have the option of making kiddush again unless your wife is at home and she didn't make kiddush, or there's somebody else to be motzi. Otherwise, you don't have that option because once you yotze, you can't repeat kiddush Friday night. You said it with the bracha. You can't repeat it. If you were Moshe, going back to the first thing, you could repeat it if it wasn't Makom Suda. It wasn't Makom Suda, so it was Matur Achila, but he says it's not kedai to do that, to be Mabe Brachos, but it works. You could do it. But other than that, if you Yotzei Kiddush, we're being Samech, you Yotzei Kiddush at night with when you're having cake, we assume that you're Yotzei Kiddush, so then you could not repeat Kiddush at home. But in the day, it's not a problem. You're just making it
preferable to make Kiddush again at home. Let's say Shabbos day. You Yotzei Kiddush and sure you had cake. Is it correctable to make kiddush again at home?
So there's a mile to do. Yeah, there is a mile to do. Yeah,
is there
something
brachos on that? Is this because you can make the bracha and therefore?
Well,
it's not a cheshbon.
Well,
when
you say the brachos, I mean you're home.
There's no reason. I'm saying that.
So
if you're,
you can have a cup of wine even if it's not kiddush. I mean,
you have to make a
bracha
even if you
watch. You're allowed to eat something. Just I'm asked to make a bracha even, right? You know, they make a bracha as long as it's a bracha hatzicha. You're allowed to eat something.
You
can no, because first of all, by kiddush itself, even my kiddush mamish is a big shayla, and the bracha provides other things like what happened to the bracha chora.
At least this
kiddush
suya is
made
kiddush.
Well,
you already have
makusuda. Okay, but even there, so Mr. Berger gives an eitz, and the Chayyim gives a different eitz. Anytime you make kiddush, Friday night you make kiddush. And you don't make a bracha chorona. And in fact, Shlomo Zalman says by Pesach, by Pesach there's a whole shayla. How do you make kiddush at the beginning of the Pesach Seder, and then you spend more than 72 minutes in many households saying the Haggadah? So what happened to the bracha chorona then? If by the time you get to the next course, it's Pesach Shir Ikol, even from Karpas, even if you count Karpas, but between Karpas and the second course, in many homes, it's Pesach Shir Ikol. So what happened to the bracha chorona? It's a big discussion in the Shlomo talks about this. Many talk about this. So some make a bracha chorona there. Rabbi Yashav is brought down, Shvat Yitzchak, Rabbi Yashav would make a bracha chorona, and to avoid this problem. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman said that he holds that that's not good to do that. Because if you make a bracha chorona, then you're cutting it off from the suda. Kids supposed to be makam suda. If you drink wine, and then you make the aleh gefen, then it's not attached to the suda.
So
if you make
a bracha chorona, so then who cares if you're cutting up from the suda? I just don't understand. Yeah, Rabbi
Yashav
was saying to make a bracha chorona. Why was he doing that?
Because I read your word.
You needed to, because
right.
You were
tied
to bracha chorona. So be it that you're cutting it up from the
suda. So then you're not being able to get Shmakasuda. That can't be the answer, Shlomo Zalman said. If you hold so much that you need it, then just speed up your seder.
Speed it up.
Or come up with some other answer. But he said that's not a good answer.
Okay, but I'm asking, so...
So I say, if you're doing it to be yotzei v'gra, then shabbat din kiddush makom sud and pas mamish. So if you make a bracha achrona, you're with it. The whole idea is that it should be connected to this.
Exactly. So why don't you have a
chiyuv? Okay. So what the Bir Halacha says over there is that when you bench, so the shaila ever is always a shaila of a kiddush whether the benching pat is the kiddush, right? Because if you have yayin before the suda, benching doesn't necessarily patter it, but by kiddush maybe it does because it's connected. So the Bir Halacha says you should be machav in the head when you bench that I'm benching on the wine. I'm benching on the meal. And benching on the wine, because if you would drink a cup of wine and bench, you'd also be yotz, right? Because the mustn't patters yayin. So the only shaila is whether the benching on the meal automatically patters the wine before the meal. But if you bench on the wine, you benched on the wine. So then you said a bracha chon on the wine. Just you said one bracha chon, you had kavanah for the meal and kavanah for the wine. That's the bracha. The chayyim is another eitzah which I never understood why the Mishnah doesn't bring down, because he quotes the chayyim right there, but he doesn't bring down. But the other eitzah seems much more simple. So you have to remember to bench, you know, unless you get used to this idea, bench, and that is even drink a little bit of wine during the meal. Because if you make a bracha achrona, a bracha rishona on whatever it is, anything before the meal, something which is torn bracha rishona during the meal, so then the bracha, as long as you continue, you have some before the meal and some during the meal, then benching for sure practice it, right? Like peiros. You make a bracha on peiros before the meal, and it covers peiros that you have during the meal, so then when you bench, it covers that peiros. If not, it doesn't, just halacha maisa thing, then you're waiting, but if, let's say a person's eating a bowl of cornflakes, and then for breakfast, then somebody brings in some fresh bagels, or rolls, and he says he's going to wash. So he's about to wash, but he has to make a bracha achrona on the cereal. Benching will not pat it, even b'di'evid. B'di'evid, he didn't know, so he just washed, and ate and benched, he still has to make a brayta fashas. He's not, you know, so benching does not patter the cornflakes before you know, because cornflakes is not torn bracha rishona. Cornflakes is corn. It's not peiros, it's not yayin, it's not mini masika. It definitely doesn't need a bracha during the meal. So anything that doesn't need a bracha during the meal, even if you made a bracha on it before the meal, it's no shaykhas. And you have to make a separate bracha.
Even if you continue eating the cornflakes?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. It doesn't make a difference, because when you continue eating them, they're no longer being patterned by your bar pri adama. They're being patterned out by your hamotz lechem and aretz. So that's it. Your bar pri adama, that eating session is finished. Now you start a new eating session with you made hamotzi, and that's patterning the cornflakes. So even if you benched already, you still have to make a brayta fashas.
Make a brayta fashas before we bench?
But there's bench metal amichya, yes.
Yeah. So the chatchim, if you had something that requires al-mikhya, and then bagels came in.
No, so then you would not make an al-mikhya. You would bench, and it would pat everything. So
what's going on? Like making a hagafen on the second coast.
What's that say? Yeah?
If you're drinking wine between the first and second coast, why are you making a hagafen on the second coast then?
I didn't say you're drinking wine with two.
No, you're saying your second agafen. Why are you making agafen after the magid?
So
if you're still in the middle of your first kiddush, you're still
in
your
mukim
kiddush.
Okay, so it says two reasons. One is because it's close to the mitzvah b'fnei atzmo, and therefore the masakin bracha, like it's like a kain a bracha mitzvah. And the other side says because the hagada is a hefsek. It's a hefsek on the bracha rishana. It's not necessarily a hefsek to divorce the kiddush mukim suda. Obviously, otherwise it's self destructive. But it's a hefsek on the bracha rishana. That's right. It's right and wrong. But that's why Ashkenaz have two reasons why we do. Okay. Anyway, so getting back, so just to conclude, getting back to this thing. So if you're making kiddush at home again before, so I would recommend not making bracha. I don't think you should. I mean, I think it would be a big shame if you made a bracha achrona. I think what you should do is just either have in mind in benching that, like the Mishnah Berurah says, have in mind in benching that a pat is that wine, which works even if that wasn't called kiddush, even if that wine was stomach extraneous, so the halacha is not like the grah. Even so, you had a cup of wine and then you have a meal and you bench on both, it works. Or the better idea, I think it's a better idea in this case. For sure, the better idea is have some wine during the meal, and this way your bracha rishon is still active during the meal. So then, for sure, the bracha is
mazal
patzer.
Is it according to all shitas? Everyone holds that? It's not a machlokas?
I don't know. No, not sure.
There's
extra
mile of the grah. The question is, like, it sounds like an eitzah. It's like a.
I don't know. I'm not aware of anything objectionable.
If someone wants to have cake after kiddush at home, Shabbos day, is that a problem? Then wash again. Is that considered brach shein tzricha? Okay.
If it's going to be right away, if you're doing that, you should be mafsik at least 15, 20 minutes at least. You know, before washing.
Is that a problem?
You mean, assuming you don't want to rely. You didn't have a kazayis cake or whatever. You don't want to rely on it. It's a lechatchila problem. It's not ma'akiv. Kiddush makom suda, there's no amount of time really. that it expires. When you make Kiddush, you're supposed to start the meal as soon as possible. You're not supposed to shmooze and in between Kiddush and washing and, you know, do all sorts of things, tell stories. But Lamaisa, even if you do, there really is no zman. As long as you're not Mishan HaMakom, Mishan HaMakom becomes much more serious issue. And even there, but the evidence, if you come back to the same Makom, you still want to make Kiddush again. It's only if you ended up eating somewhere else. But in Zman, there's really no Zman. But L'chadchila, you're not supposed to do it. So
one of the Rishpam and Kiddush Makom Suda is that it's talking that it was the Yayin of the Suda that they were Masakin they should make Kiddush on. So it sounds like saying that Nakuda of the Rishpam of Kiddush Makom Suda you should lose after a certain amount of Zman. It's not the
end of the suit
anymore.
Yeah, okay. But I don't know. I never saw any Zman given to say it, which is, I might have to make Kiddush again.
It's just Makom, then why does Rosh Hashanah have a problem with making a Brach HaKorban?
But Makom Suda has to be.
And if take about 72 minutes and my bracha expires, it's no different than making a bracha
korna.
If the whole reason is because it's Makom, so then
making a bracha is more done with it. You should need Makom. I've left the place. I'm saying that my hadafen is over with. It's different than from the sheer equal. It happens by itself. So my bracha
is over with. I'm having a suit in the same Makom as I had my kiddush.
So there's a question that.
What's the problem with the whole issue is
Makom. It's supposed to be connected. You know, the Moshe says now the Rosh is a tshuva related to this where you should stand to sit for Kiddush. Tshuva the Manalei Chalakim, where he says that. In Ishvara, it says to sit. There's not even a day abroad to stand for Kiddush. It came from the Arizal and from the influence and involvement of Kabbalah, into Halacha. That's where it came from, and it's based on the Gemara of Borovinetz Lekras Shabbos Markus. It's based on it's good makaris. I mean, the Arizal is also good makar. But the point is that the Chesaron there, the Moshe writes in the Tshuva that the mile to sit is Al Kiddush Makom Suda. It's more Makom Suda if you sit down at the meal. I mean, if you're standing, it's not as much Makom Suda. Makom Suda is sit down to your meal, and the first thing, okay, before I eat the pass, I'm having wine. But if you're standing, what are you standing? You know, nobody eats standing. That's like a disassociated, if it's said.
Does that help if you're getting up to wash right afterwards?
You escape to wash and you go sit down again. I mean, but you began the suda. So during the day, just out there for the, if you want to look at the learning Kiddush, while I'm looking at the Shuvah, Ramesh says during the day there is no svara at all to stand. He says, that's wrong. So Ramesh says, I know that many do. And the Kapha Chaim says, brings from Kerr, whatever. But Ramesh says, at night at least there's an Indian of going out to Lakras Shabbos Malkus. Pikabella during the day says, he doesn't understand why anybody would stand for Kiddush during the day. But particularly anyway, but a Seder, he says you definitely should sit, even if you normally definitely should sit, because their Bechal is supposed to be, it's one of the first Nadal Koses, you have to drink a Mesob and everything, so he says, there he says for sure.
And if you're not thinking of Kiddush Makom Suda, I'd much that you could do Kiddush Makom Kiddush, and then you stand for Kiddush during the day.
Well, and then make Kiddush again. I mean, the one in Shul. The Kiddush in Shul. But he's not just saying because you lose that Kiddush Makom. He says there's no Makom. There's no reason to stand. Kiddush, you also lose it out. What?
There's no reason not to stand.
Okay.
What would be the...
Like
the Shtia has to be...
Right. Yeah,
it's not the
problem. I don't know exactly what he says, but I'm pretty sure he says that in order to make it more, I have to look at places.
The
Chadra
says to stand.
By what? By Chulu.
That's not in
your
street.
That's the rest.
The Chadra is quoting a Rambam. What's
the Chadra? Right. But for Chulu, what's different? That's all Seidus. That's all not going to say this. I'm thinking about for the Brachas Kiddush. Chulu doesn't feel like Suda in the same sense. I'm talking about the Brachas and Kiddush.
There's no Indian except for Indianim to stand by Kiddush throw only meant the Hemshire Kiddush.
Yes. Yeah. Vaychulu is the Mishnah. The Mishnah himself says if a person didn't get a chance to say Vaychulu and Shul, let's say he davened the Rosh Shemoneh Esrei and he didn't say with the Tzibur, so then either you could say it with somebody else, or else you should say she should stand for Vaychulu at Friday night because he didn't say the second time Shul, so stand by Kiddush and then sit down for a gaffin.
Does Mazonos have to be eaten right after the Kiddush? Or could I like just as long as I have it at the end, I could still have the fish and the herring and the candy or whatever beforehand, and then I have the Mazonos. And then that's fine.
I think if you could wait.
Yeah, I mean, see, it's not chavchila. It's not chavchila. Yeah, but chav. Once you start the suda, I don't know if the suda. You have to have the part that has that gives it a shame suda. That would be okay to do that.
At home, also, you could eat. So let's say make kiddush, and before you have the challah, whatever you have, you could eat other things.
Well, it just gets in the shadows. Yes, before, but brachah shein tzricha. That's why it's.
I'm sorry for that.
Okay.